It's an extraordinary opening gambit to a conversation. I don't know where to begin in some ways, but perhaps you could tell us as much as you know about, and as much as we know, about your grandfather.
Yeah, so he runs the Auschwitz extermination camp. So when he went there, it was only some few barracks from the soldiers left out of the First World War. And then he creates it out of 25,000 square meters, a size of 93 square kilometers. Mm-hmm. And he became a famous person. I know it's not the right term to say a famous person, but in history or in what we educate today, he organized the industrial plan and fulfilled final solution for the Nazis in the way that he used the Cyclone B to gas people in a short period. So, and his name became, in a way, in the Nazi regime, a high level about the Hungarian solution in 1944, when he killed in 56 days more than 400,000 people by gas.
I want to talk about your father. He was born in 1937, one of five children who grew up in the large villa near Auschwitz. I saw it last month. It's so close to the camp, it's beyond understanding until you see it, I suppose, in some ways.